Well, it's 5:28 Central African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Yes, it's the 15th of Dhul-Qa'da, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum ma'ana Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Zulqa'dah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 26, and that is Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and verse number 176 to verse number 181. Today we're discussing Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam and his people. Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam was Khatibul Anbiya, the orator of the prophets and the messengers. His name, Nami Ismigrami, honorable name, is mentioned 11 times in the Noble Quran. And we find that the people to whom he was sent to were very, very influential and rich people. And Shu'aib means a person of branches of various mercy, mercy here, mercy here, mercy, various places. So he was sent to these people, and they were in Madian, and they were in the jungle, in the forest, and so forth. كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So the companions of the forest, of the jungle, they rejected the messengers. They rejected Shu'aib alayhi salam, so they rejected all the prophets, because every prophet messenger was selected by Almighty Allah. To reject one is tantamount to rejecting all. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ شُعَيْبٌ. Remember when Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam told them, أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Why don't you fear, abstain and refrain from kufr and blasphemy, from shirk and polytheism, idol worship? إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. I am a messenger sent to you with integrity and honesty. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. Fear Almighty Allah and be obedient to me, then only will you find success. And see, today people will tell you, vote for me and vote for my party. But 90% of the time, Muslim, non-Muslim, they are there to serve their own interests, their family's interests, and their own pockets. When it comes to prophets and messengers, peace be upon them, وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. I do not ask you for any wages, any salary, any reward. In ajriya illa ala rabbil alameen. My reward is solely, only there by Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, who is the sustainer, nourisher, cherisher of the entire creation and universe and all the worlds. Now he's addressing his community, who were very, very wealthy and influential. O full Kayla, that your measurements, whether it is water, whether it is other things or whatever, so you must give the full measurement. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُخْسِرِينَ. And do not be from those who diminish it. Almighty Allah speaks of this in the Noble Quran. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Those people who commit fraud, when they have to receive, they want full measure. And when they give, then they give short measuring. So today how we do? That you must remember that we sell people things and tell them this guarantee, warranty. We make 101 promises, and when they return it, then we have so many excuses. So different dimensions and aspect of fraud, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala condemns that in strong terms. وَيْلُلْ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ Woe, W-O-E, and that means Jahannam and the hellfire for those people who commit fraud. Chapter 83, verses number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Read all those verses and see what Almighty Allah tells us in chapter 83, verses 1 to 6. Come, let us take you around the globe for the news, views and interviews, local, national, international. Now the EU, they always want to tell us about democracy and about human rights and free speech. But now listen to this. The EU, the European Union, wants to clamp down on Elon Musk. Elon Musk is a South African, and what is free speech? You see, he is the owner of Twitter. So if you criticize Israel, you criticize them, you criticize America, the whiteies, the white hegemony, then they will say, no, now we have to clamp down on this person. It shows always there is hypocrisy and double standards. U.S., China, if there's a war there, it will be a global disaster. And who's to blame? Obviously, again, America, poking its nose everywhere. So Taiwan belongs to China. So why must you go there with your ships and so forth? So China 100% right. Not that China innocent always. We know how they are treating the weaker Muslims. But we all know Taiwan is part of China, just like Ukraine is part of Russia. But America will poke its nose everywhere. Iran's trade with the BRICS nation is surging, remember. That is increasing daily, weekly. And the Jutlas and the Americans and the Israelis are burning. You see, this month of June, so today is 5th June, they tell us, and they call it Pride Month. These enemies of Islam and humanity always got some trick up their sleeve, and they want to enslave the people. So there is one shop there. It has various branches in America. It's called Target. So they were targeting the children. The children must be given this kind of clothes. You don't know who's a he, who's a she, and so forth. Even the Americans, majority non-Muslim, they realize that these people have gone too far, and now they are boycotting the Target stores there in America. You know how much they lost already? Already 10 billion plus minus they lost. So that's what we are telling you, Muslim, non-Muslim, people of conscience and justice, stores like Woolworths and whoever else. When you enter there, you will find two women, no clothes on them, mannequins, and they're kissing one another. Their breast is touching one another. Now imagine you enter such a store and a shop with your children and so forth. What are you trying to tell them? That this is something normal and moral. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. You must show them a point and tell them we will not tolerate this. Once before, when the Israelis attacked the Palestinians, and the same Woolworths, they said, no, we are political. So the Muslims boycotted them, and they suffered great losses. So you Muslims, wake up. You must remember, as a collective power, for me, it don't make a difference. I can't remember when last I went there. Must be 4 or 5 years. But for you Muslim ladies and you men, there's no need for you to go there and become so immoral. Remember that. Three jutlas, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Every true Muslim read 2 rakat salat and thank Almighty Allah. Our Egyptian brothers, they are forming a group of mujahideen. So this brother's name, Sayyid Ali Sayyid, rahimahullah, he passed away a martyr. But before going, he took 3 jutlas with him. And when he murdered them and he dispatched them straight to hell and good riddance to them, so he put them away, and the Israelis only realized after 4 or 5 hours that their people are dead and so forth. So well done, my brother. Every Israeli in uniform, every settler is a legitimate target Islamically. You don't have to worry about that. You must remember this. They have made zulm, oppression, stole, and everything else you can think of, committed murder literally, and for the past 75 years. Now see Ethiopia. The Christians want to do ethnic cleansing there in Addis Ababa, and they are destroying the mosque and masajid of the Muslims. They are killing and they are destroying the Muslim infrastructure, and they are arresting the Muslims and so forth. They like a total blackout, internet and so forth. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala remember that help the Muslims who are oppressed in all parts of the world. See how the Jutlas themselves, you must remember, are fed up of this new government of Bibi Netanyahu, Smotrich, and remember Ibn Himar, the son of a donkey, Ben Gvir. So the Jews are supporting, you must remember, Israel, but protesting against this government. I repeat that. Jews are supporting Israel, that is in America, Europe, wherever, but protesting against this current illegal government. See what happened to Rothman. You see, Rothman is a cigarette, therefore it's easy to remain his name. So this Rothman character, he's one of the chief architects of this law they want to bring about, that where the government can overrule the Supreme Court. He's in New York. And the Jews are cursing him, swearing him, abusing him. And he steals, that is what it is. He stole the megaphone of the one protester and so forth. Now imagine if a Muslim person, an Arab person had to do it. The newspapers throughout the world will shout and scream, Muslim terrorist. But the new NYPD, the New York Police Department, says no charges will be laid against this harami Rothman. You see, Jutlas, wherever you are disgraced. Whether you're in America or Israel or in Egypt or by the border. So therefore, Allah said, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will surely continuously send people to punish you. Even among your jutlas, they're going to punish you till the day of justice. And duribat alayhimu zilla, it has been stamped upon you, the disgrace, by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So now we see that they murdered a 2-year-old boy. Can you believe? They injured a 2-year-old infant and boy there in Israel, and his father is fighting for his life. Do you know why they targeted him? Because he used to take films and videos of all their crimes in occupied Palestine and so forth. Therefore, deliberately, they shot him in his hand, and at close range, they shot the infant. And you want to tell me that these people are human beings? They are the most immoral army and war criminals and apartheid regime. FIFA, if you got any brains, you should kick them out long time. They're an apartheid and racist society, remember that. But because they bribe you up or they give you some things, so therefore you can't expel them. How come you kicked up South Africa? How come under apartheid? Their apartheid is even worse than the South African apartheid. So don't come try and pull that upon us policemen. Now you must remember that my sister Afia, you must listen to Dr. Fauzia, what she says. After 20 years, she's meeting her sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui. And then, when they see one another, it is such an emotional meeting. They both are walking, and they don't. Both are crying, tears are rolling. They don't even realize that the glass is in between. And both of them bump the glass. Can you imagine? But she says, Fauzia says, they did not even allow me to shake the hand of my sister, for me to embrace her so that I could share some of her pain. She says, Fauzia, مجھے ہمت نہیں ہوئی کہ میں ان کو بتاؤ کہ والدہ محترمہ کا انتقال ہو گیا کہ I did not have that guts and encouragement and you know that resources to even inform her our beloved mother has passed away because remember that she has gone through so much pain and torture and so forth and who's doing this? Remember the war criminals. This is America. That's what they did to are doing to our people in Gitmo. That's what they're doing to my sister and our sister, Dr. Afia. That's what they did in Iraq and Afghanistan and Vietnam. So don't come tell me about your human rights record and democracy and Saudi Arabia and the Arab puppets must normalize ties with Israel. Remember, you are the biggest criminals, remember. Now we got a funny story here in South Africa. Now, if you look at our 9 provinces here in South Africa, you will find the one that has the greatest amount of crime is Gauteng, GP, where we are. Johannesburg, Pretoria, Lanesia, all these places, right? So now what they say, the provincial government, we are going to now place 5,000 wardens in every street, in every corner, yeah, in the townships and so forth and so on. So they will curb the crime. Now can you be so foolish and can you be such an idiot? How do you solve crime from the bottom? You must go to the top. How many ministers committed crimes? How many politicians committed crime? Half of you sitting there in parliament and that you are a disgrace to South Africa and to the apartheid, anti-apartheid struggle. You must start from top. Don't come waste time with all this petty theft and so forth and all this. But it's not their money. It's our money. And this type. And half these guys, give them 6 months, 3 months, these 5,000 wardens, then you see how crooked they are as well. Yesterday, a Pakistani met me there in the majlis. So he told me the cop stopped me. So he showed the cop the license, his car license. So he said, now what? He said, no, everything of yours is right, but you must give me something. You see? So the police are like that. Majority of them corrupted to the core. Our politicians, majority of them corrupted to the core. What you think these wardens will do? They will just follow their superiors. So I laughed yesterday and chuckled when they said they will have the rights to write fines and all these type of things. These chaps in Soweto or somewhere else, wherever they are, they will say, Baba, Tata Lomali and get out from here, and so forth. The Indian guy you're going to catch, he'll just bribe the guy, what he will do, and this type of things. Yeah. So you know how the world goes today in South Africa, and so forth. You waste our time, and you waste the taxpayers' money. That's what you're not doing. Catch the big fish, not all these small, small guys in that. Then we can say you're doing something constructive. So we hope and pray to Almighty Allah for our beloved country, South Africa. So today, 8:30 to 9, Mohammed Zahid Khan and myself will discuss Damishq, Damascus in Syria, inshallah. 1 to 2 will be tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30 will be our report back trip to Alberton. Very nice, mashallah. Allah ta'ala reward all the brothers, sisters, children there. Tonight, inshallah, Aziz live Q&A with Mona Arafat Hatia and myself on Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah.
I see we've got Checo. He says here, AK, when the president goes out to eat, who pays for the food? Checo, Ustad.
Alles ons patal vir alles buta, meneer Jaco. Ons patala, patala, patala. Hulle word net vet en vet en vet en meer vet, my broer. So he's asking that who pays for all this? They go, yeah, they go, yeah. So the taxpayer pays all other wages of the ministers and they live it up. I'm going to send out a letter today. I don't know the person, he sent it to the newspaper. He say in the darkest days of apartheid, it never happened that people, half the country, quarter the country, 10% of the country, had to go outside on the cold winter's night and make the bola. You know, when we were young, because I grew up in African township, so we know their term. Those times we used to call Bola. And I used to sit myself, I used to enjoy it, and they all speak and so forth. So people, cold winter's night, now they have to sit around the Bola, the fire, because why? ANC, and no current, there is no electricity, there is load shedding, then there's water shedding, and so many problems. Yeah, it's the truth, remember that. It never carried on like that, load shedding, and that, and never an apartheid. Apartheid was a crime against humanity, 100%. We are the victims, but what you are doing is an insult to injury, adding insult to injury.
So why is Afghanistan more obsessed with India than its parent country, Iran?
So you must remember that Afghanistan has got so many minerals. Is the other way around, my brother, not the way you are putting it. Every country wants to invest in Afghanistan because you know why? They have lithium. You know lithium? You use on every cell phone, computer. They found gold there. They found oil there. They found so many things. But now they're weighing their options. So now what they are doing, you must remember that they are cutting deals and making deals with the Chinese. And they gave the Chinese 1 year. They said in 1 year's time, the oil must start flowing. The lithium we must start selling and so forth. Go look at their GDP. Go look at, you must remember, there are Afghan rupee and so forth. The Afghan rupee and the Indian rupee compared to the dollar are almost the same. Remember, if you take one US dollar to Pakistan, so it's almost 280, 290, 300 almost rupees per dollar. If you come to Afghanistan, it's 80, 90. You go to India, it's almost the same, 70, 80, and so forth. So who's got more resources? You must remember that there might be a revolution there in India. You know the problems they're facing now? Now they downplayed the figures. You must never believe them. Over 300 people died. Now they say, no, we counted some bodies twice, so now it's 270-something. All lies, all that. You must never believe the mass media, because the Indian people, the Hindus, majority of them died. So remember that. So they're very, very upset, because the government pocketed half the money that was supposed to be spent on the rail network and so forth. So you need to wake up and understand the real politic, brother, sister.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody wants to know, Ustad, should Israel rebuild the Samaritan temple on Mount Gerizim, Ustad?
So remember, our law is every Israeli who wants to build, you must remember the temple of Solomon, then one bullet must be put through him. You must remember that there's no religious site for Israel. Remember, there in Israel, there's nothing for the Jews there. Everything they say is religious sites are all stolen. Remember that. How Shashi Tharoor says regarding Britain and the monarchy, Chor Bazaar, that they stole everything. So the Israelis stole everything. What they call the Westie Wailing Wall. Remember where the lady went last week with the bikini and so forth. So you must remember that is Jidarul Buraq. The whole Aqsa complex, 36 acres, is Muslim. It got nothing to do with the Jutlas and Haramis. They are a cursed nation, you must remember. Every person who tries to come there, Sharon came there, and then 8 years Sakarat. Ben Gwe came there, he's Ibn Himar, the son of a donkey and cursed, remember that. His own people, you see, 22 weeks. Now, consecutively, the Jutlas are marching against Bibi and Ben Goyer. They say you're not minister of security, you're minister of violence. Because now they want to lock up the Israelis, the Jutlas, the Zionists, who are surrounding and marching, protesting against Netanyahu, and they surround his house. They rounded up 17 guys. They injured some of them. So these are people, you're going to start the civil war. Jutla against Jutla. We're very happy. If Jutlas kill one another, fight one another, we're very happy. Anybody, you can quote me anywhere in the world, anybody puts away a Jutla in who's a settler or is in uniform, 100% is justified. And you, the Jewish school there in Cape Town, you're telling your sons or daughters to go and join the army, and you see these people who they put away. That I was looking yesterday and studying this whole thing. It was, they're 19, 20, 21 years old. I have no sympathy, no empathy for them. They deserve what they got. You must remember. So any jutla, any harami, any Zionist wants to come and fiddle with Masjid al-Aqsa, remember a bullet must be put through him. And that is our dua and supplication daily.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I see somebody says, hey, Mufti Sahib, this year I am zakatable. Is Qurbani compulsory upon me? I would like to make Qurbani by lending money. Will I be sinful, Ustad?
Remember, Qurbani is compulsory upon you. And remember that don't apply the law of qiyas and analogy. If zakat is compulsory upon you, then Qurbani is compulsory upon you. Many people, Qurbani is compulsory upon them. But maybe zakat is not compulsory. See you, my brother. What's your name? Umar, right? So, Umar, count how many shoes you got. Count how many pairs of clothing you got. Count all the extra things you got. Your cell phone and what. It is not a necessity of life and so forth. And then count your money. For those 3 days, 29th of June, 30th of June, and 1st of July, and what you will see, that you got 9,000 rand in cash and kind or more, so Qurbani is compulsory upon you. So you, my brother, whether you use your money or whether you borrow the money from somebody, so remember that you must make the Qurbani and say, Ya Allah, I'm doing this for your love and your pleasure. And when you speak to Allah, then you will see the reward Allah will give you. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ Allah rewards the Muslims in this world. That is bansela, a bonus. وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ And the optimum, maximum reward you will receive in the year after, my brother. So go for it and ask Allah that he gives you barakah and blessing. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَوَ يُخْلِفُ Every rand, every cent you spend, every dollar, rupee you spend, Allah says, if you spend it in my path, he will give you a better replacement.
Subhanallah. Somebody says, good morning, AK. See, AK, history is something of the past. So why do Muslims go to Saudi Arabia to throw stones at the wall? Can't they just forgive and forget? That's why I believe that they will always hold grudges against other religions, just like yourself, Anonymous Ustad.
So you must remember, you see, brother, when you don't understand what the rationale, I'm asking you, if you study the Bible, if you study the Torah, they all speak of sacrifice. So Abraham, his name, Nami, on his name is mentioned there in the Quran 69 times. Chapter 14 is dedicated to him. So we as Muslims say that he took Ismail alayhi salam, and went to sacrifice him. You say because you distorted the Bible and the Torah and everything, you corrupted the text and so forth, you all say it's Ishaq alayhi salam. So that's a separate discussion. But we all agree that there was a sacrifice done. And then Almighty Allah spared the life of Ismail alayhi salam and sent down a ram. So we are now remembering and commemorating the sacrifices of father and son. What has that got to do with revenge? But you want to distort the facts, you see. So you are the ones that you murder our people in Iraq, in Afghanistan. You steal our Palestine. You know who stole the whole of Syria and Libya and the oil? Who is doing all this? And you want to speak about revenge and so forth and so forth? We don't speak of revenge. Come back to the sacrifice. So Abraham, peace be upon him, whilst going to sacrifice his son, so then the Satan tried to tell him, that see, that you can't be slaughtering your son. So he picked up the pebble, the stone, and he threw it in that direction. Then again, and the third time. So we are following the teaching, preaching of Abraham, peace be upon him. Fattabi'u millata Ibrahima Hanifa. You are not following. You are following, worshipping the cow, the jutlas. You are worshipping Jesus, the son of Mary. So you must remember, one creation worshipping another creation. We are the ones who are worshipping Almighty Allah alone. And don't come tell me about revenge and that. You all are the biggest war criminals. Is Israel guilty of war crimes or not? Is America guilty of war crimes or not? Are the Western powers guilty of that? All this 48 countries coalition, you went into Afghanistan for what? To bring democracy or to steal all their resources?